Think about the last meeting you sat through where everyone nodded along, took notes, and absolutely nothing changed afterward. Now imagine a different scenario. A group of strangers in Youngstown, Ohio, spending just 1 hour with cellist Yo-Yo Ma, identifying their city's hidden strengths, and walking out with concrete plans that would actually transform their community. This isn't fantasy. It's what happens when we stop trying to solve 21st century problems with 20th century thinking. Our world has fundamentally shifted. Before the Industrial Revolution, families controlled their own work rhythms. Then came hierarchies, rigid structures where someone at the top gave orders that cascaded down. Early Hollywood epitomized this. MGM employed everyone from directors to theater ushers in one massive pyramid. But today's challenges, climate change, innovation, community revitalization, don't respect organizational charts. They exist in networks, loose, porous connections where people voluntarily collaborate around shared goals. Traditional strategic planning, born in 1960s business schools for stable environments with clear command structures, simply doesn't work here. It's like bringing a map to navigate a river that changes course daily. The trap we fall into is what's called if-only land, constantly wishing for resources we don't have rather than using what's already in our hands. This hierarchical mindset assumes someone with more authority will eventually provide what we need. But networks have no top or bottom, no designated resource provider. The shift required isn't just structural, it's psychological. We must think differently, behave differently, and most importantly, do differently, taking small experimental steps rather than waiting for perfect plans. Here's a surprising finding. Researchers at the University of Arizona discovered that the happiest people in their study had twice as many deep conversations and one-third as much small talk as the unhappiest ones. Yet we've built a world that makes sustained conversation nearly impossible. We're interrupted every 11 minutes on average, and it takes 25 minutes to fully refocus afterward. Creating space for real dialogue requires intentional design. Jeff Bezos's two-pizza rule aligns with research showing that optimal groups contain 5 to 7 people. Each person beyond 7 reduces effectiveness by 10%. Odd numbers work better than even ones. Location matters too. Neutral territory prevents perceived advantages and minimizes distractions. One fascinating insight is the teddy bear principle. Childhood cues, like meeting in children's museums, actually promote pro-social behavior among adults. But the deepest requirement is psychological safety, the shared belief that you can take interpersonal risks without punishment. Amy Edmondson's research shows that in psychologically safe teams, members feel genuinely accepted and respected. The Constitutional Convention offers a historical template. James Madison recorded specific civility rules that allowed strong personalities to have productive dialogue. Modern equivalents might include putting smartphones away or ensuring equity of voice, where everyone speaks roughly the same amount. In Flint, Michigan, where conversations about poverty and racism carry intense emotional weight, facilitator Bob Brown had everyone throw their business cards in the trash, symbolizing that foundation presidents and formerly incarcerated individuals would contribute as equals to their shared future. When Edwin Land's daughter asked, "Why can't we see the picture right now?" she reframed photography itself, leading to the instant camera. Powerful questions crack open new possibilities by surfacing invisible frames. Technical questions have clear problems and expert solutions. Adaptive questions, like how might we become the healthiest county in the state, require questioning assumptions and collective intelligence. Problem-centered conversations create endless loops. Climate change discussions spiral into unproductive why cascades. Opportunity-focused questions break this cycle. Language matters profoundly. Replace judgment implying can and should with possibility opening how might we? Steve Jobs asked not how do we compete with IBM, but what if computers were small and personal? 6 words that made Apple an innovation leader. Most of us live in if-only land, cataloging what we lack rather than inventorying what we possess. This scarcity mindset expects someone with authority to provide resources. In networks, start with what you and partners already control. Assets include physical spaces, equipment, skills, expertise, and crucially, social connections. Everyone has hidden assets, sometimes invisible to themselves. A workforce development member reluctantly shared her interest in manufacturing, sustainability, and curriculum design. This irrelevant revelation led to the first national green collar certification program. In improvisation, participants bring a brick, not a cathedral. Your assets may seem insufficient for big challenges, but this offers advantage. You can start immediately without permission, funding, or additional resources. Innovation happens when assets combine to create greater value than their parts. Cesare Cardini's famous salad emerged from necessity in 1924 when he ran out of menu items and recombined available ingredients, romaine lettuce, eggs, olive oil, with tableside presentation to create a dish commanding premium prices for nearly a century. Breakthrough thinking requires horizontal connections across disciplines. The Regenstrief Center for Healthcare Engineering brings together engineers, nurses, and pharmacists, creating insights at intersections. Stephen Johnson notes innovations emerge from exploring the adjacent possible, connections at the edges of what exists. Just 5 to 7 people, each identifying 5 assets, creates 25-30 assets that can be combined countless ways. Milwaukee transformed its economy by linking water-related assets. In a 2008 workshop, participants discovered complementary capabilities. 2 CEOs immediately offered their research labs to any water technology startup. Today, Milwaukee's Water Council leads globally with over 200 water technology businesses. After identifying opportunities, choose which to pursue using the 2x2 Big Easy Matrix, balancing impact and ease of implementation. The big inspires emotionally. The easy ensures practical, immediate steps. This avoids selecting something too difficult that discourages teams or too inconsequential that nobody cares. In southern Indiana, tiny Medorna, population 697, seized Tim Burton's maple syrup proposal. Within 15 months, they launched the first national maple syrup festival, attracting thousands. Tim eventually sold his IT business to focus full-time on Burton's Maplewood Farms, developing premium products sold to fine chefs nationwide. Vision statements often waste months saying nothing. Effective leaders dig deeper, like architects asking clients about kitchen experiences rather than aesthetics. When two people clash on design, focusing on desired experiences, good food, wine, laughter, easy cleanup, allows creating a space satisfying both. 3 questions unlock specificity. If we are successful, what will we see? What will we feel? And whose lives will be different and how? This visualization, called prospection, essentially reminiscing forward, creates emotional investment in a successful future, triggering the same dopamine release as fond memories. Metrics create a common language, ensuring everyone discusses the same outcome. Without specificity, groups risk working toward different interpretations of vague goals. As one Chinese colleague expressed, problems arise when partners end up sleeping in the same bed but dreaming different dreams. Defining what success looks like clarifies direction and aligns efforts toward genuinely shared goals. Imagine standing on a beach with a kayak, eyeing a distant island. You could spend hours calculating wind patterns and tides, or simply start paddling and adjust as you go. This captures the power of small experimental steps over exhaustive planning. Carl Weick's research on small wins reveals that breaking large problems into manageable tasks reduces risk and increases accomplishment. Effective starting projects follow the Goldilocks rule, typically 90 to 120 days, engaging everyone to build trust and test assumptions without requiring permission that could stall momentum. Great teams develop over years, but immediate productivity comes from distributing leadership through documented action plans, shared commitments where everyone contributes different roles. Micro-commitments build trust at scale, like brief daily writing sessions completing a dissertation. Each action item specifies who, a specific person, never everyone, what, specific actions, deliverable, tangible output, and by when, specific dates staggered throughout 30 days. Everyone commits about an hour of their time. When 5 to 7 people each take small steps, they make significant collective progress. These micro-commitments are easy to accept, build trust through fulfillment, and illuminate the path forward, transforming individual bricks into collective cathedrals. Like a thermostat providing feedback to a heating system, collaborative efforts need learning loops to stay on track. The 30-30 meeting structure, reviewing the last 30 days and planning the next 30, creates this essential feedback mechanism, questioning whether we're on track and whether our original goals remain appropriate. Regular meetings build trust through micro-commitments, covering what did we learn? Does our outcome still make sense? Are we on track? When will we next meet? Leaders reinforce collaboration through 3 actions. Nudging ensures task completion through personalized check-ins. Connecting grows the network by adding new relationships and resources. Promotion attracts people and demonstrates credibility. Everyone should prepare a 2-minute elevator pitch. In Alabama's Muscle Shoals region, the Shoals Shift Project met every 4 to 6 weeks since 2014, committed to doing, not waiting. This rhythm enabled rapid experimentation, launching a business plan competition immediately rather than spending a year planning. They raised over $200,000 annually, won nearly $1 million in additional funding, and created 15 student startups. The secret wasn't grand strategy. It was consistent, learning-focused collaboration, building momentum through repeated small wins. Despite political paralysis, people everywhere are ready to collaborate. They just need new approaches to conversation and change. The shift from hierarchy to networks requires abandoning the illusion that someone else will solve our problems. Your hidden assets, hobbies, connections, quietly developed skills aren't irrelevant. They're the foundation for something extraordinary. The question isn't whether you have enough to make a difference, but what small step you'll take today. What conversation will you approach differently? What micro-commitment will you make? Transformation emerges from the ground up, one small win at a time, when people who care enough to try discover they're not alone. The future belongs to those willing to start with what they have, learn as they go, and build together.